Gillibrand says foreign countries are keeping their products cheaper by subsidizing things like energy costs for manufacturers. She's backing a bill that would allow the Commerce Department to put tariffs on foreign auto parts that benefit from lower operating costs. She says foreign governments are unfairly stacking the deck.
They try everything because they're trying to create a growing economy. They have a very eagerly growing middle class that are demanding higher wages. But what the U.S. has is not only our work ethic, but we also have our innovation.
Gillibrand says the tariffs could have an immediate impact, but she concedes it may be too late for new process gear. The Syracuse area plant once had 4,000 workers making parts for SUVs. It's slated to close by the end of the year, along with the local chapter of the United Auto Workers Union, where Gillibrand spoke. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for InnovationTrail.org.